The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Aldo Tullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. How you doing? Great to have you with us. It's 8:06. This is AM 970, The Answer, with a flagship station for all of Salem Media. And Al Gattula was here. Joey Sebilia is here producing. And Debbie, thank you so much. Always doing a great job on the road. We got a great show for you. General Keith Kellogg is going to join us in just a little bit. Monica Crowley, my buddy Gianno Caldwell, doing a great job. And I got to ask, we're going to talk about his testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee. It was amazing. And then I talked about the way he feels about Chicago, what's happening in Chicago after his brother was killed, Gianno, you know, making so much sense these days and really being a strong advocate for taking charge of our inner cities. Gordon Chang is going to join us. Gordon, the Jersey boy. All right. He's got everything to tell you about what's going on with the Japanese prime minister who was at the White House yesterday. And Mike Davis, founder of Article 3. He will break down all of the legal situations that Donald Trump has before him. And between you and I, and don't get fooled. You got to put your hate aside. And I think people understand it now. It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre when all that they are throwing at President Trump. And I know what you're thinking. It's like, and they look at us from outside the country. And it's a political election interference and weaponization of the Department of Justice. And they're going after the guy that is the biggest threat politically to Joe Biden. Between you and I worry because they'll do anything. And I can only pray that, we don't get into a crazy, crazy situation because, you know, everybody understands it. I think that's why Donald Trump's poll numbers are where they are, especially in the swing states. And you could fool people sometimes, but not all the time, right? Let me go to Mike in Middletown Holding. Mike, sorry to keep you waiting. Nice of you to call. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe. Good morning. Thank you for always taking my call.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Obviously your political commentary is always spot on, but you know what I really love also is the levity you add to the show, especially your commentary regarding Robert De Niro in Japan. That was awesome. You know, it makes the day go by much smoother.
I hope it wasn't too racist. You got to be careful what you say, though, man.
No, man, it was classic. It was classic. You got it.
Hey, Mike. Let me ask you. Thank you, Mike. Sure. You're down there. I think that isn't Tony Perry the mayor of Middletown, right? Is that right?
He's in Middletown.
Great town. How you doing? Remember, they were trying to slip some things into the school down there that, it was just political and it, God forbid, if somebody wanted to do a sex change, you couldn't tell the parents. That kind of went away in New Jersey. Do you know where we are? Can I throw that at you this morning, sir?
You know what? It's funny. It did actually go away. You know, obviously there's many sides to that story, but I think overall, you know, most people have kept pretty quiet about it, but I do believe, you know, it's kind of like, an unforbidden topic, if you will. Because certain people know, you know, if they add their commentary, they may be criticized.
That's right.
But I think it's kind of like everywhere else in the state in terms of the school district. I think it's kind of gone hush-hush.
Yeah.
But who knows what's going to transpire from there.
Listen, we appreciate you listening.
Conversation before. Yep.
Yep. You know what?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir, Mike. Thanks for listening, buddy. Appreciate it very much. Mike from Middletown, New Jersey. They were trying to push them. And, you know, I always said, unless it happens in New Jersey, and then I can't really identify with it, you know, where I live. So it's like, I thought maybe it's political because who's gonna pass something in school? And what is the bottom line and the initiative to say, okay, if your daughter, your daughter, and I don't want to laugh about it, but think about it. Your kids in like first grade, and then, well, I think she wants to be a boy, and then the teacher can determine that, and then the teacher could say, well, would you like some information on how to change your sex? This is where we are in the United States of America under this administration, and you know I'm right, and I'm not being dramatic. And I thought I was, I didn't want to talk about it because I said, well, it'll never, something like that could never happen in Jersey because we all got attitude. We all got attitude, and you're not going to tell us what to do with our kids. Well, they tried to push it in. Middletown's a beautiful area in the great state of New Jersey, you know? Out down by Monmouth County, I believe, and Tony Perry's doing a great job as mayor. Well, apparently they stopped it, according to Mike. They stopped that because you can't go in. They think, no one answers these questions. What's the initiative? What's the? They go, it's grooming. They want to do it. Well, no, there's got to be some kind of initiative of why do we have to deal with these things? Why was there Trans Visibility Day? And then we're drunk. You gotta forgive me. This is why you gotta love the courage of Donald Trump. He's in front of the press, talking to the press, answering questions to the press, not feebly stumbling over, not hiding behind shades, you know? And he goes, it's going to be Christian Visibility Day. Christian Visibility Day. And he says it to really, really irritate the other side, you know? It's true, though. You got it. Because they're going to go so far the other way that, you know, that's why Trump says it to God. And you got to love it that he's got the guts to say it. And this, too, about Trump that when you say, you can't vote for Trump. We went to the White House. All the Italians got invited to the White House. Andrew Giuliani, great guy. Great broadcaster now, by the way. Crosstown. Andrew is son of Rudy. And he invited me down to the White House. I went down with Joey to the White House when Donald Trump was there. And I'll never forget. Then Donald Trump got up there and he goes, you know what? In America today, and this was Columbus Day. He goes, it's Columbus Day. And it always will be Columbus Day. As a community. As an Italian-American community that has been prejudiced against, we experience racism. They all think we're mobbed up. We have no absolute respect, you know, that when the president of the United States says something like that, you listen and you appreciate it. You really do. But I'm not getting that at all from this administration. And Jill Biden is Italian, so I understand it. So this is why I think a guy like Trump gets into office, because it's so bad the other way that when someone steps up, when someone does something as a regular person and goes to a Chick-fil-A, and then the Chick-fil-A people are so excited, you know, it just resonates with the American people. I'm just explaining to you if you're a hater, and I want you to put your hate aside, you know. And thank you, Mike, for appreciating the De Niro Japanese Prime Minister exchange. You know, you got to watch it. Everybody thinks you're so going to be racist, you know. And De Niro with the...
Funny is funny.
And the Japanese guy, Raging Bull, which is that great film, Raging Bull. Yeah, you watched that? You watched that, huh? You watched that, right? Right? You watched that, right? You like that, right? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who's this guy? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? I asked you, who is this? Excuse me. Did you or did you not ask me a question? Ask me. I heard things, Mr. Prime Minister. I heard things. You crazy man.
When you were my guest, Mr. Chairman, Senator, at the Tangiers Hotel, did you not promise me that I would have a fair hearing?
I was never your guest. Classic.
You were never my guest. I never count right. You. I don't count you at least two or three times a month at the Tangiers.
I'd like to answer that at this time. Mr. Rothstein is being very typical to this point. He's lying. The only time I was at the Tangiers was when I had dinner with Barney Greenstein.
Was I at that dinner?
You
just tell me.
Was
I at the dinner? Was I at that dinner?
You were wandering.
Was I at that dinner?
You were in the building.
I was in the building, so you know damn well I was at that dinner, and you swore to me that I would have a fair hearing at that dinner. Did you not? Did you not?
That's De Niro. De Niro with Dick Smothers, right, guys? Is that right?
Yes.
Dick
yes.
Smothers. Yeah.
Sure.
Who was great? Who was great at that?
Yes.
Oh, please. And you know what I remember? Let me see. At the time, it's 8:14. I got to do this because I was talking to Charles Pignon about this over the weekend. We were celebrating the Sinatra Bar and Lounge down there in Nashville. And I, as a kid, watching some of these things that I talked to Charlie Pignon about, certainly that I talked to Tina Sinatra about, and then thinking about how I studied all these things, you know, about like when Mr. Sinatra did Strangers in the Night, you know, and then he put the mic down and he turned to Vinnie Falcone, and I saw this, and they left it arbitrarily on the video of Concert for the Americas because Mr. S just didn't like that song, and he put the mic down, and he goes, "That's the worst blanket song I ever heard in my life," but he didn't say blanket, he said the word. And I was like, you know, I'm a kid watching this going, wow, man. I love the courage, you know, of Mr. S like that. And then he went to buy a casino. Joe Sibilia, you remember this when he went to buy the casino?
Right.
You're too young. And I would watch when CNN first came on the air. Yes, when they first came on the air 100 years ago. And I was going to go on Saturday Night Live. And they said, you got to do the Sinatra character. And I'm going like, oh, let me study the guy. I'm watching him talk to, I think it was Harry Reid, who was the head of the gambling commission, because he had to go through the gambling commission to try to get the hotel, the Dunes Hotel. I forget what he was buying. And I was fascinated by this. And only Frank Sinatra. It was like, so they said to, there was a guy that was handicapped, and the chairman said to Frank Sinatra, did you attack so-and-so? Mr. Sinatra said, I did not. No, I did not. And he goes, you didn't know I did not. And then Mr. Sinatra that pauses and he says to the chairman, Frank Sinatra goes, I think it would be really stupid to go after somebody in that condition. Don't you think so? Well, Mr. Sinatra, we're the ones asking the question. I know, but don't you think that would be dumb? Well, yes, it would, Mr. Sinatra. He turned the whole thing around.
And wasn't he wearing like the horn rimmed
glasses?
Yeah,
it was great. It was great. He just wouldn't let the chairman. Oh man, it was brilliant. And he got he apparently, remember, he used Ronald Reagan as a reference. Your reference,
yes,
he used President
right.
of the United States.
Well, he had a gaming license, I guess, in the 50s
yeah.
and 60s, and then ended up losing it. Because,
yeah, certain people showed up. Yeah. It was a Caraniva Lodge. What was that called?
The Cal Neva.
Yeah.
Which was up in Lake Tahoe.
Hey, listen, you know, but I love it.
He also owned part of the Sands.
Yeah, he did, right? With
yes.
Jack Entrada. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, he owned a percentage in the Sands. And
you
I think know, Dean I, Martin may have as well.
I look at the images of Vegas, like before Mr. S went in. It was a ghost town. It was a strip, and it was old downtown. That was Vegas. Am I right? That was Vegas back then. And then Mr. S went in, and he went in, and then they bought guys like certainly Dean Martin went in, Sammy went in, and they just brought it back with Louis Prima, by the way. Just that town. Now the town, you can't even recognize it. Now, who does sit-downs there, Joe? Do you know? The stars, the way the Rat Pack used to do it. Is Celine Dion there? I mean, I don't even know who's there.
Yeah,
anymore,
I mean,
right?
I honestly, I don't even know. I think... oh God!
Now these bands they do residencies there, so they're there for an extended period of time. Like Foreigner was there for a bit.
I was gonna say that. That's what I was thinking of. Britney Spears was doing one for a while.
Right. The Sphere is the big thing that Jim Dolan, who owns the Garden, put together. U2 just did a whole stuff, a bunch of shows, and now I think Fish is going in there for a bit. Were they going to be there for several months? Or yeah. But I know people that went to the
Kim
U2
Allen
experience
performs out there a lot.
Yeah, I think.
But is there a Robert Goulet tribute? I'm just saying. I mean, you know, when something.
But they do have shows like that. I mean, obviously.
Remember, like Danny Gantz used to be great. Out there, rest his soul. Remember Danny Gantz? No, nobody liked that running it anymore. I mean, interesting.
Well, maybe you can revitalize that.
Go out and do that. Do old school Vegas, right?
Why
hey,
not?
Listen, we're gonna break. I've got General Keith Kellogg's gonna join us, but there's a lot going on, and we're gonna talk to Monica Crowley about this Pfizer situation. I know. You hear about the Pfizer situation. We'll get into it. John Caldwell as well. And General Keith Kellogg when we come back. Debbie's out there on the roads. Debbie, you're not a Vegas person. You don't go out there. We go to Atlantic City, right? That's where we go, right?
Yeah, I've been to Vegas maybe 3 or 4 times, but I haven't gone actually in like maybe 10 years. But I used to go. But I'm not really a big gambler, but I'd go for shows or to meet friends,
yeah,
that kind of
yeah.
thing. You know?
I was there for something, for a corporate thing recently. Man, it just changed. It's like
yes.
that big, like Al said, that big Sphere thing out there. It's like crazy now, nuts. But I always feel more comfortable down in Atlantic City. We're Jersey
yes.
people. That's it. Just like
yeah,
that.
We love AC. You know, bring us to AC and we're happy. Great shows, a lot of fun, great restaurants. You know, can't
That's
go
wrong. That's it. And the beach.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock, General Kellogg will join us, and Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe, for heading down to Atlantic City. Garden State Parkway south of 105. An accident just about clear from the local lanes over on 78 West exit 50 in Union. It's an accident. We're seeing delays as we head to the Belt Parkway east at Erskine Street with a crash just cleared out of the way. Westbound Belt slowing down at Bay 8th Street with a collision. Looks like you're still seeing delays on the FDR Drive south. Really busy down through Houston Street with a stalled vehicle. And the LIE westbound is subject to closure heading out past the Van Wyck Police Department activity. It's cleanup from an earlier tractor trailer fire, and that's what's causing the big time delays here. LIE westbound out past the Van Wyck. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered rules in effect. Inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 35, Holland still waiting 25. Rain today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That is Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie. Always great to have Debbie with us every single morning. I got to tell you about food for the poor. And I know, you know, I know how stretched we all are, but I'm going to tell you something. I made a donation when we talked to our friend Paul Jacobs, and you can make a donation as low as $80. $80, I know, but it gives life-saving food for two children. You know what's nice about it, too? That food for the poor is connected with folks that get the food right to the people that need it. And I got to tell you, and there's war, there's famine. It's so, you like me, you say, where are the governments? And they're not there. I keep saying, not many people in charge. So Food for the Poor, in the name of goodness, steps up. So what you can do, if I may, respectfully, and trust me respectfully, because I support everybody and I understand what you're doing. But if you could afford anything at all, go right to AM 970 The Answer, right there, AM 970 The Answer, and you'll see the website. Boom, you see the big red says Give Life, click to donate food for the poor. Click on that and it'll take you right to the website where you can make, and it's so easy to make a donation. $80, you could take care of two kids. $160, four children. $320, maybe everybody at the office can kind of chip in, you know. It provides life-saving food for 10 children. Your gift of any amount makes a difference, because sometimes they get people that will match the donations. So you can call 855-919-4673, 855-919-HOPE, 855-919-4673, or click on the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes Congressman Richie Torres, who is continually finding solutions to the public housing crisis in New York City. Join Greg and Congressman Richie Torres this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Law enforcement against drugs, that's what it is. Law enforcement against drugs. We got the radio show for you every Saturday at noon right here on AM 970 The Answer. It's called Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy. The lead guy is Nick DeMauro, former law enforcement, council member, community organizer, great guy. And he put together this radio show that is great. It's 12 noon every Saturday. So I'm telling you, I always come up with solutions. You know, we're going to talk to General Keith Kellogg. We will have solutions at the end of the conversation with the good general on how to stop war on the geopolitical stage, for example. How do you stop violence in school? How do you stop bullying in school? How do you stop drugs in school? How do you do that? You go to law enforcement against drugs and put the curriculum in your school district right there with police officers right there. I've seen it happen in Clark County, Las Vegas, in Nevada. I've seen it happen in New York. I've seen it happen in the Congo. Yes, it's international now. Law enforcement against drugs. They bring the police officers in uniform, talking to the kids. So there's just this beautiful synergy between the children and law enforcement. And they go through a curriculum, and then they graduate. They get like a certificate to graduate the law enforcement against drugs. You're going to love this whole curriculum that you could put in your school. We'd love for you to donate if you can. Go to leadrugs.org, leaddrugs.org. In the meantime, you listen to Please Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy, Nick DeMauro, every Saturday at noon right here on AM 970, The Answer.
The Charlie Kirk Show, coming up at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 825 out of New York. It's Thursday. It's April 11th. We are locked, loaded, fired up. General Keith Kellogg takes the time with us. We appreciate that. Former Executive Secretary and Chief of Staff of the United States National Security Council in the Donald Trump administration and author of War by Other Means. General Kellogg, always great to have you with us, sir. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me. You know, I just love being with you, so I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it as well, and we like what you've accomplished. We love the stories, you know, in the Trump White House. But my goodness gracious, General Kellogg, I never thought, and I asked you this before, so forgive me, but did you think it was going to be this bad when you know, the Biden gets in office and this administration? Do you think it was going to be everything that could go wrong? Did go wrong, and undoing a lot what you did in the White House, sir.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I knew things were going to go bad, but not this bad. I mean, when you have the compilation of everything that's happened, and it's one after another, and it just kind of says, okay, you hope for the best when a turnover occurs like that, but you know, okay, there's going to be some issues, but then they just compounded themselves. And well, all it did to me, Joe, was just prove that there's you know, an old accessible item that once you have an incident like this, if you let it get out of control, it's like a runaway train, and you have to stop it earlier, or it's almost impossible to break later on. And then you have these issues, you know, compiled one on top of the other, be it what's happening in Europe or Far East or the Middle East, the border or the state of the military, and it just got out of control. And I don't think it's hard enough to handle one or two incidents at a time. Yeah. But when you've got five, six, or seven all going on, you better have a really, really, really good team around you to help you out and take some load off. And he doesn't have that. I know it sounds harsh, I know it sounds partisan, but somebody's going to have to say, you know, challenge me and say, okay, what has Blinken done as Secretary of State? What really has Lloyd Austin done as Secretary of Defense?
Yep.
You know, what has his National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, done? And you look at it, and you can't show me any successes. All they're doing is truly putting the finger in the hole in the dike, and that's not going too well either. So, you know, it's a great question, but because I think people have to realize, okay, you're going to have two binary, it's a very binary choice this year. Mm-hmm. You want to go back to what we were doing 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to keep going what you got now, and it's not going to get any better, by the way. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, and then again, we'll get to the issues of the day, but just talking philosophically is like when you think about Putin, where they always now, and I heard Nancy Pelosi, former speaker, go, she goes, oh, Donald Trump and Putin, they keep saying Putin was so afraid. Well, you and I have talked about this, and you saw it. You were there. Putin looked petrified of Donald Trump. And did he say, or did he not, Putin? He goes, you go into Ukraine, Donald Trump said to Vladimir Putin, and I'm taking out Moscow. I mean, he might have said it in a joking way, but Putin just didn't know. And I love these. We love your stories, General Kellogg, because Putin looked at him like, is he serious? Because Putin's crazy enough that he would do something, so he's going to assume Donald Trump's going to do something. And you know what? Putin never went into Ukraine during the Trump administration. And that's the way you deal with a killer like that, yes?
Yeah, Joe, and I tell people, say, like Nancy Pelosi said, okay, let's get this one right. When Putin went into Crimea, who was the president? Barack Obama, Democrat.
Yeah.
And he went into Ukraine. When did he go into Ukraine? When Biden, the Democrat, was there. And he actually went into Georgia under George C. Bush, under George Bush. And he was president. What did they do under President Trump? Nothing. They didn't do anything at all. And that's part of it is, you know, and I've told you the story before, Joe. There were times I'd sit in the Oval Office and the president would do something and, you know, I tell you, you know, I swallow hard, my eyes get real big, and oh boy, this, I say to myself, oh boy, here we go. But he was all instinctively, Joe. You know, it's, yeah. We all live a lot by instincts when we yeah. do things.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was just with him a week ago. I told him this again because I was reinforcing to him. I said, you know, Mr. President, your instincts are rock solid. They really are. Now, they really may run against the grain of some people. But
yeah.
the fact is, all these years you've been as a businessman, all these times you worked with either longshoremen or builders or waiters, whatever, when you built a business,
yeah, yeah.
you understood the dynamics of people. And a lot of politicians, Joe, in Washington don't understand the dynamics of people, leadership. That is so critical. Biden doesn't have it. Trump's got it. He's got a touch. And
yeah.
the Germans have they call it Fingerspiel, where you actually can feel things with the tip of your fingers, and that's called instinct, and he's got
yeah.
it. And it worked yeah. exceptionally well for him.
Yeah, and I got to talk to – I like to talk to folks who are on the fence, not sure, because I understand all the criticisms. I think we all do. We got it. But I don't think – there's no way that Hamas goes into Israel if Trump's in office, I'm thinking. I mean, am I right? Now, that's could be a dramatic statement. Why? Because as you said, and we learned from you, General Kellogg, he had a stranglehold on Iran, who trained Hamas to go into Israel. They plan it because nobody's in charge. Think about that. Think about the horror. Another Holocaust in the year 2024, when all I keep thinking about, we always appreciate your service, sir. I think about another great general, Dwight Eisenhower, another great general, George S. Patton. What did they do? What did Eisenhower do at Auschwitz? He brought at the Holocaust at the time when they discovered it and the Russians discovered it. Eisenhower said, I want my generals to see this. And here we are again, right back there in like the Second World War with the Holocaust. Never would have happened in the last administration, General Kellogg, correct?
Joe, you can never estimate what an opponent's going to do like Hamas. But here's the difference. The difference is even if they crossed it under a Trump administration, the payback would have been enormous because we wouldn't have had this moderation that this administration has had where there's a moral equivalence. Well, you know, the Hamas and the Israelis. We would have looked at the Israelis. We would have looked at Netanyahu for good or ill. The leadership, sometimes there were differences. We would have said, finish them off, go for it. And you're starting to see that, by the way. And we need to back what the Israelis are doing. You know, they just, you know, Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, who lives in Qatar, interestingly enough.
Right.
His three sons were killed. And they were legitimate targets because they were part of the military planning wing of Hamas. But that's where we need to say to them, good on you, keep going. We shouldn't question at all. I said repeatedly, when this thing first started, I said, everybody better steel themselves, because when you're involved in urban combat, fighting cities, when you go door to door, floor
yeah.
to floor,
yeah.
house to house, it is brutal,
yeah.
it is hard, and there are going to be scenes you don't want to see, but that's the way, that's the nature of war. That's the reason soldiers don't want to fight wars unless they have to. And I said, you're going to see it, but you need to give the Israelis, you know, full support to finish the job. Hamas are not Jefferson Democrats. They're just not. And they're the ones who started this fight and let the Israelis finish the fight. And you're starting to see that. And I think the Israelis are going to go into Rafah, which is the last town surviving. That's where the remaining part of the Hamas battalions, assault battalions are. And
yeah.
unfortunately, I think they're holding back a little bit because of hostages. Which, oh, by the way, Joe, here's what's amazing to me.
Yeah.
They still haven't given us accounting for the hostages. They Hamas. We've asked the International
right.
Red
That's
Cross
right.
to tell us where the hostages are. Can we go see them? How many are left?
Nothing.
They said
Nothing.
There's about 100, but we don't know. I mean, they could be either all dead or separated. We just don't know. So I tell them, the American people, I say to them, as you said, they come to Auschwitz. Look, we said in 45, never again. We should meet it. We should support it. That's how you break the cycle. That's how you stop these runaway trends. And you
yeah.
apply it not only there, but Europe, the
yeah.
Far East, everywhere else.
In your expertise, before we let you go, General Keith Kellogg, Iran, now that Ramadan's finished, now we're going to attack. I mean, they're announcing this, which just appalls us as Americans that they don't even fear us. In an inkling, they don't fear us. Now they're going to attack us. Are they going to go after us, do you think, General Kellogg, or Israel, sir?
Well, I don't think, you know, you can never discount they're going to come after us, but I think what they're looking at, when you've got state airlines like Lufthansa, the German state airline, canceling all flights to Tehran until 13 April, they have 30 days, they're kind of sending
that
something's coming.
Wow.
And the Iranians are going to attack. My concern is going to be a very coordinated attack. What I mean by coordinated attack, you'll see Hezbollah come across. You're going to see probably attacked by Iranian proper because they killed one of their generals. But it's going to be a massive attack and use of drones and ballistic missiles. You know, they've got the large, when people forget that Iran has the largest ballistic missile fleet in the world, when you look at it, of a mid-major power. And they've got nine different sets of missiles that can actually reach Israel. So this could turn out to be really pretty dicey. This is one of those where we should have said through the protective power, which is Swiss, because we haven't had diplomatic relations with Iran since 1980. But you basically tell the Iranians, you better back off, dude, because this is one of those times you tell them, we're going to be with them if they come after, because the Israelis, they hit the Israelis hard, Joe. The Israelis are going to come back again, and now you start what's called the escalation ladder. Then the problem you've got with it is how do you get off that ladder? And that's the reason I've always said you have to super escalate, because if you don't super escalate, then people keep going tit for tat. And Israelis will super escalate. And who knows what that's going to be.
That's exactly right. General Keith Kellogg, thank you for your stellar service, sir. Thanks for always taking the time with us, General Keith. We do appreciate it so. And please come back when you can.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. General Keith Kellogg right there, 8:35 in the morning. And Monica Crowley is going to explain to us this whole FISA situation and a number of other things that we'll chat about with our friend Monica Crowley. Big Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees and 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York lawmakers introduced a bill against squatters yesterday in Queens. New Yorkers are aware of the attention-grabbing issue with a loophole in city law gives squatters rights to a property within 30 days, but now lawmakers want to define squatters as trespassers. Mayor Eric Adams says he is in favor of legislation that would protect homeowners, telling reporters Tuesday that a woman's home is her castle, and he thinks it's imperative to protect that. It comes months after a Queens woman was arrested for changing the locks to her home occupied by squatters, and a house taken over by squatters in Diker Heights went up in flames. A proposed ordinance that would regulate the way Patterson charities distribute goods and services, generating controversy. The proposed city law would require charities to get permits to distribute clothing, food, or health items, and organizations that rely on outdoor outreach efforts would have to detail how they'll manage crowds, noise, and trash cleanups. Charities say it would further marginalize those in need. Patterson's mayor, Andre Saya, says it would improve public safety and cleanliness, especially when food is being given out. If the ordinance passes, any charity that fails to get a permit could face a $2,000 fine. In sports, Yankees couldn't complete the sweep over the Marlins, losing to Miami 5-2. Wednesday's game between the Mets and Braves was postponed due to rain. The game will be made up on September 26th. The Nets won their final home game of the season. They took down the Raptors 106-102. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Inbound GWB, a 45-minute delay. Lincoln 35, Holland 25. It's still tough on the LIE westbound out past the Van Wyck. Tractor trailer fire happened early this morning. Crews are still cleaning up the mess that's been out there since 4:45 this morning. Watch for delays on the FDR drive south at Houston Street. It's a stalled vehicle. Traffic slowing down eastbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard with an accident. Heading over to 82 by Mountain View Knowles Road over in Fishkill. It's a multi-vehicle accident. Definitely want to keep the speeds down with the rain and fog today. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to Vets Highway westbound by Lakeland Avenue, Bohemia. It's some ongoing right lane construction, so do expect some delays heading through that stretch as well. We're still seeing delays at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. Rain today with a high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origin. Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
All right, born on America's darkest day in 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the Foundation's homeless veteran program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 veterans were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need our help now more than ever. So please join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. It's all we ask at T2T.org. I always tell you, God bless you for considering this, and God bless you for being part of the Tunnel to Towers family. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
All right, let me tell you about Brosnan Risk Consultants now more than ever. Now more than ever. Founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. I'll tell you, you got to be diligent in protecting your business. You work so hard to grow, family you cherish, the lifestyle you've achieved. You work so hard at it. And I always tell you this, and not to be snarky, but no one's really in charge, you know? And even so, you need to go to, I think, Brosnan Risk Consultants. If you got a situation in the business, you're not sure of an employee, what's going on, a little weird, whatever it is, you go to Brosnan Risk Consultants. Now, you want to go out with your family. You want someone just to kind of be around your family. You won't even know they're there. I'm telling you, that's how professional Brosnan is. You go Brosnan Risk Consultants. Look, I'm going here, and I want to take a little security contingency with me for my family during these crazy times. Brosnan Risk Consultants. Not to mention, if you got a business and you want to put off the bad guys that are out there, because you know they're out there nowadays more than ever, you want to go to Brosnan Risk. I'll tell you why. As soon as you see the truck come up, you see the elite folks that work with Brosnan Risk Consultants. I met them all. I met with Pat. We were up there, and I tell you how great these former federal law enforcement, former NYPD, really the best of the best at Brosnan Risk. They'll keep your business healthy, and they'll keep your business safe. Don't forget, they've been protecting their clients for 25 years, operational in 45 states, 500 cities. So don't settle for second best. Do the right thing. I've seen it firsthand. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. Here's the number, 800-590-2180. Call for an assessment, 800-590-2180. Or go online to BrosnanRisk.com. Now more than ever. BrosnanRisk.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 843. Monica Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. She got everybody on her podcast. It's great. You got to give it a listen. Available on all major platforms. Monica, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Joe. It's great to be back.
Well, we need some information, and thank you so much. But let me go here like I always do. You worked for, when you first, I guess, got out of school, worked for Richard Nixon, correct? Is that when that was, pretty much, right out of college?
Right out of college, I wrote President Nixon a letter because I read one of his great foreign policy books. He used to do one, a new one every 2 years. And I mailed it, kind of forgot about it, just felt compelled to let that author know that he had really inspired and educated me. And about a month later, he wrote back to me with a handwritten note, Joe Piscopo. And that changed my entire life and my entire career trajectory.
You know what? And I must say, even as a young man, and I was an old Democrat from Jersey, I always liked Richard Nixon, but then, and then of course you can't say that. Then we went through Watergate, which by these days' standards, it was child's play, you know. But what now you will see, and correct me if I'm wrong, Monica Crowley, you'll see online a lot of what Nixon said. They'll take what we call actualities. They'll take audio. They'll take video of Richard Nixon explaining Israel, explaining world affairs. Man, that guy was smart. He was smart. He was the guy. Brilliant. He had an answer for everything in this regard. And, of course, it was a political takedown, as we all know, what Watergate was. So pretty fascinating. But when you chatted with him, he didn't seem to have the intellect because, you know, he wasn't that comfortable in public speaking. But when he did, and then when he was on a subject like China or like the security, like how we should always support Israel, nothing shy of brilliant, Monica.
Well, he was absolutely brilliant. And the clips that you're referring to, Joe, come out of the Nixon Library and Foundation. And I'm actually very blessed to serve on the board of the Nixon Foundation.
Fabulous.
And they've got a young, dynamic president of the Nixon Library and Foundation, a guy named Jim Byron, who has really taken to social media and cutting up these old clips of President Nixon throughout his career, talking about a whole variety of such subjects. So please go check them out on social media at Nixon Foundation. You're going to love it. But you're exactly right. Nixon was brilliant. He was a visionary. And by that, I mean, he was one of the rare American presidents who could see what the world was going to look like 20 or 30 years down the road.
Yeah.
And then as president, make policy in the moment to anticipate what was coming down the road.
Yeah.
That is a true visionary. And look, on top of all of that, and even his detractors concede he was brilliant, but he was also a good man, Joe. He was funny. He was generous. He was kind. He was just a good man. And the deep state worked to remove him like the deep state is working to remove Donald Trump.
Yeah, well said. Monica, can you explain to us FISA, what it is, how it started, and Donald Trump says kill FISA. We know it's been misused to take down a president. So would you be so kind to walk us through it? Because people are confused, and we understand that why Donald Trump doesn't want it to pass. And of course, just to close it out, where do we go from here, Monica Crowley?
Yeah, you know, FISA stands for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and it was passed after 9/11 to establish a very special court, the FISA court, made up of special national security-oriented judges. I think it's a panel of three. And so when law enforcement or the security state, say the CIA or the NSA or the FBI, when they get intelligence that perhaps an American, and again, this was the foundation for the act, that an American is communicating overseas with, say, a terrorism suspect, that those agencies would go to the court, get a warrant to spy on the U.S. citizen. Because remember, these agencies cannot spy on U.S. citizens without getting a warrant, or at least that's the way it's supposed to work. But what we saw is a tremendous abuse of power when Donald Trump began to gain traction in 2015 and 2016. Out of the diseased mind of Mrs. Clinton came the Russia hoax. And they went to the FISA court. They created a whole fake dossier. We know so much of the story now. They created a whole fake narrative that somehow Donald Trump was dealing with Putin or was a Russian stooge, and all of it patently absurd. But they made up the story, and then they made up evidence and went to the court to get warrants on people around Donald Trump, and then, of course, to target Trump and illegally spy on him. So guys like Carter Page, George Stephanopoulos, they were illegally surveilled, as was Donald Trump during that campaign. And then after Trump became president, they continued to spy on him. So yeah. They lied to the court. They withheld the truth from the court. They made up the entire thing. So the incredible abuses of power that have come out of this over the last couple of years have been extraordinary. And so now it's coming up for renewal, and Congress has to renew it and fund it. And you had yesterday 19 Republican patriots stand up and say no. So they torpedoed the renewal of this. But Speaker Johnson, look, Joe, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if he like had an epiphany and has completely changed his mind and decided to vote with Democrats. I don't know if he's compromised in some way. I have no idea. But suddenly has changed his tune on this and is going to resurrect an even worse foreign intelligence surveillance bill in the days coming up. So this fight is not over. Speaker Johnson has been a tremendous disappointment on this and a range of things. And, you know, they are seeking to renew this statute and fund it to not just spy on Donald Trump, who said on a True Social post the other day, kill FISA. They illegally used it to illegally spy on my campaign. Stop it. And you've got the leader of the Republican Party calling for the end of this. And yet you have so many Republicans who are willing to renew it because the security state has gotten in there and scared them. Like, oh, you don't want to torpedo this thing because, God forbid, there's a terrorist attack. And then right. They're going to look to you and accuse you of helping it. So it is a huge mess. But this thing needs to end because everything that the CIA, the NSA,
yeah.
the FBI, DOJ is totally illegal.
Yeah, Monica Crowley, we got so much to talk to you about. The consumer price index rising 3.5% for March 2024. It's a mess. Everything's unfolding. Everything we thought would happen is happening. It's as bad as we get. But let me just know that. Did you see? I got to go. We got to leave you. And I know you got a busy day. We appreciate you taking the time. But Trump at Chick-fil-A, man. How great was that? Trump at Chick-fil-A going in and people just hugging him. I mean, have you seen anything like that? Amazing, huh?
It's absolutely amazing. I put it up on my social media on Twitter and True Social yesterday because the images were extraordinary. You know, he went to Atlanta for a fundraiser. This is the heart of Fannie Willis's area. Fannie Willis is trying to, you know, put him in jail for God knows how long, right? And he goes, right, and he goes to a Chick-fil-A. He orders 30 milkshakes, a bunch of chicken. And, you know, the African-American crowd, you know, was largely African-American. And they were like, Mr. Trump, we love you. And one woman said, don't listen to what the press says. We love you. And he gave her a big hug. You know what? Those are the images that scare the bejesus out of the left.
It's
really,
so true.
Because that is genuine love. And honestly, I've never seen anything like that. Politicians usually flame out after a period of time. The fact that Donald Trump inspires this kind of affection, devotion, and respect 8 years into this is unbelievable.
Yeah, Monica, great chat as always. Let's catch up soon, as if you can, when you can. But we always appreciate you taking the time with us. We'll be listening to the Monica Crowley podcast. Thanks, Monica. God bless. Godspeed.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Debbie, 852 on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. It's still really tough on the LIE West out past the Van Wyck. That tractor-trailer fire extinguished. The right lane remains blocked as crews continue to work at the scene. Delays back to the Clearview. FDR Drive south at Houston Street. It's a stalled car. 82 closed in Fishkill, getting out toward Mountain View Knowles Road with an accident. And it looks like alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, let me tell you about Relief Factor if I can. I tell you about Leah. I feel so bad about Leah. But she's doing good now. She's doing good now. But yeah, I feel so bad because remember she was on the couch crying. She was in so much pain. Oh, I felt so bad. Well, she decided to try Relief Factor, and in 8 days, she found relief. She continued to get better and better. She says, I am truly amazed at this product. So Leah's doing great now, thank goodness gracious. So if you're living with the aches and pains, and you just feel like you can't get out of the, you know, get out of the pain thing, man, that really takes over your body, try Relief Factor. You try it. It's a daily drug-free supplement that could help you live better every single day. So $19.95, you get the 3-week quick start kit that I always tell you about from Relief Factor with a feel better or your money back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose except maybe to get you out of pain. Will you go to relieffactor.com, please? Relieffactor.com. You could call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief. It's only $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee. The 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. Start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. Roll off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt throughout all 5 boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600.
We love FazTech. Big shout out to Joe and everybody at FazTech. Hey, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. We got a rain coming in this morning throughout the area. How long will that last, Jeff, do you figure?
Well, the rain's going to be kind of off and on for the morning, but it's going to be a little bit more steady as we get to the afternoon. And then especially tonight into tomorrow morning, that is when we're going to be looking at heavy rainfall and even gusty thunderstorms pushing through. We could even have minor to moderate coastal flooding as a result, flooding on the streets, sidewalks included, too, because of the heavy rainfall. The high today is going to be 64, and then we're going to be back at that same temperature tomorrow with windy conditions still. And a couple light afternoon showers. Can't rule it out on Saturday, mainly to the north of the city. It is going to be a windy, cooler day with clouds and occasional sunshine, 57. 66 on Sunday, but that's also going to be under clouds in the afternoon with a couple showers as well. Looking ahead, 70s are in the forecast Monday through Wednesday. And also, here's the better part. We got some sunshine both Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, could there be a shower? Yeah, but it'll be very brief.
All right, not so bad. Thank you, Jeff Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, when we come back, Gianno Caldwell, he appears, he spoke with the FBI. He speaks before Congress, and he knows exactly how to stop, for example, violence in Chicago. And then you see this guy, Mayor Johnson. Well, it was Gianno Caldwell who said, this guy is going to be worse than Lori Lightfoot, former mayor, and indeed he is. Crazy. And we have the answers. Again, Don't forget, we are the answer, and Gianno Colvo will be on with us momentarily. Gordon Chang, my buddy, my Jersey boy, is going to be with us. We're going to talk about what went on with Biden and the Japanese Prime Minister. Mike Davis is the founder of Article 3 Project. All of those things that they're going after Donald Trump about that you and I keep saying, like, what? How could you possibly do that? Mike will break it all down in a great legal fashion. Joe Piscopo on the radio, AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A parking mishap led to the death of an elderly woman in Brooklyn Wednesday. Officials say an 87-year-old woman crushed to death by her own car in her Gravesend driveway Wednesday afternoon. Police say she stopped her car, then got out and walked behind it, but the blue 2013 Toyota Corolla wasn't parked. It was still in gear, and it ran her over. The unnamed woman was pinned, suffered head and body trauma, and could not be saved. Police want to know if she also had some sort of medical episode before the accident. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman honored a Nassau County police officer yesterday. Blakeman says Lieutenant Richard Mosback sprung into action while off-duty, saved the life of a teenager from a burning building on April 3rd in Sayville. The ceremony took place at the Theodore Roosevelt Executive and Legislative Building on Franklin Avenue. Mosback was joined by his family. The Galleria at Crystal Run in Orange County, New York, hosting a job fair today. Employers from all kinds of industries will be on hand looking for candidates at all skill and income levels. The event is free, runs from 11 this morning until 2 in the afternoon. And Barry Manilow extending his residency at Radio City Music Hall. Manilow performing at the concert hall for 5 nights next week and announced he'll be coming back in October. The 80-year-old Brooklyn-born singer will perform 5 shows starting October 9th through the 13th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.